UK spy chief, Russians fleeing Putin have realized the cost of Ukraine war of choice. By Chris Tomlinson on October 12, 2022. Sir Jeremy Fleming, the director of Government Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, has claimed that ordinary Russian citizens are now realizing the cost of Vladimir Putin's war of choice in Ukraine as many flee the country to avoid conscription. Sir Jeremy addressed the Royal United Services Institute for Defense, RUSI, this week in the 2022 annual security lecture, largely commenting on the rise in the threat of China but also speaking on the topic of the ongoing conflict between the Russian Federation and Ukraine. Russia's forces are exhausted. The use of prisoners as reinforcements, and now the mobilization of tens of thousands of inexperienced conscripts, speaks of a really desperate situation, Sir Jeremy stated. And the Russian people have started to understand that too. They're seeing just how badly Putin has misjudged the situation. They're fleeing the draft, realizing they can no longer travel, he added. They know their access to modern technologies and external influences will be drastically restricted. And they are feeling the extent of the dreadful human cost of his war of choice, he said. Since the announcement of partial mobilization by Russian President Vladimir Putin last month, estimates claim hundreds of thousands of Russians have attempted to or have successfully fled the country, with some in Europe calling for the European Union to grant fleeing Russians asylum. We think that Sweden, together with the EU, should give a clear message that conscientious objectors can get a safe haven in Europe, Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society's chair Kirsten Bergia said. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov spoke out last week on the claims that as many as 700,000 Russians have fled the country due to the mobilization announcement, stating the real number was far lower but admitting some had fled the country. I don't think those numbers should be taken seriously. I don't have exact figures, but of course, they are far from what's being claimed there, Peskov said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.